Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the Die As Cast Podcast. This week on the Die As Cast,
we're just taking it real gentle this week.
Yeah, real time, real small banjo music.
Sounds like a CBC, like, lunchtime classical music hour.
If we ever get picked up. If we ever get picked up by CBC Podcast, this will be episode one.
Yeah, let's just start here.
Welcome to This Canadian Life.
Today, on the Die As Cat Podcast, the group is going to be talking to
us. Sorry, what? The Die As Cats?
The Die As Cats.
Welcome to the Dastacat Pass Podcast. I'm Roman Mars.
Skinny Papa. As Cast Podcast, the group is going to take a moment to reflect on their past actions and what they enjoyed most after having come through the portal. They are standing looking out over the wasteland expanse and slowly calming as they reflect on the frantic last few minutes. Let's start our talk today with Maeve. Maeve, you have come recently through an ongoing struggle, a blood compulsion. Tell us how you're feeling.
I am feeling frustrated, mostly. I feel like I have let down all my friends. I feel embarrassed. Oh. I feel ashamed. I'm going through a lot right now. And I kind of just want to move on. Thank you for your time.
Oh no.
Maeve rubs her full round belly and we turn our gaze to Gideon Sweets. Gideon, having been firm in your commitment to help the Fae Circle and dismissive of the Medusa that needed your help to control the Veil of Portals, tell us about Gideon. Gideon.
It's interesting. The narration of Gideon's mind felt a little objective, but
yes, as I dismissive.
As I rub my full belly, I spent the last few minutes really trying to convince everybody that Chisk was dying, even though I full well knew he wasn't. And so I'm just going through a lot right now, and I just feel like we didn't know this place existed. And we told the little raccoon man we were going to be here in 2 days. So just trying to find one kind of narrative through line. And thank you, Mr. Speaker. I relinquish my time.
Ilex stands on the expanse, having come through a twisting, a turning, racked with indecision, filled with goodness and anxiety. Tell us, Ilex. Oh. How are you feeling now that you are through the veil, that the choice is made, and that you have left Potemkina and Petra to the possibly evil mercies of her brother, John Swallow?
I look over my shoulder and feel goodness and anxiety inside me. Take one last glance at, I hope she's not mad, at Petra, and, you know, flick some blood off of my eyebrows and move on.
Chisk, you have struggled to get your semi-rigid body up through the portal and now on to the plains of the Fae Circle. You are standing there next to Gideon. You are helping Maeve with her recovery from her blood frenzy. How is Chisk feeling, Chisk?
I'm feeling fine. I'm great.
Excellent. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Die As Cast. We are going to leap in now. So,
new intro.
Come through the portal. You can look back. You can see Petra and Potemkina moving off the shore into the woods quietly as the portal slowly closes.
As the portal closes, I'm shouting, "You don't necessarily have to go back home. You can go somewhere else." Okay.
Now, ahead of you, there is a long sea off to the horizon. You can see off to your right, there is the terrible remnants, leftover destruction, destroyed trees, churned up grass of the movement of the Ancient One. Off to your left,
is what seems to be a valley that stretches below you. You are standing on the lip. It's effectively raw, dried sand. There is an acrid scent in the air as wind blows dust through your hair and across your face. And you can see, as you look down into this valley, the remnants of a wooden town wall and the canted, tilted stone tower of a once proud castle.
You know, I kind of thought maybe the Fae Circle would be, like, prettier to look at, or, like, at least a little more whimsical, but this looks sad.
Mm-hmm. Right. Rather than the Fae Township, the Fae Hamlet.
The Fae...
The desecrated Fae Hamlet.
The Fae Thorpe.
Crushed Thorpe.
This is where we're taking the refugees?
The refugees, yeah. Welcome to your crushed Thorpe.
Perfect.
Oh, God.
Well, let's go see what's going on down there. I suppose we might be able to make a home of it.
Can we just huddle up for a second? Can we just do a quick check-in?
Hey, I'd love to.
Well, there was just some tensions back there. Are we all feeling okay now that we're not on a time limit?
Oh, yeah. By the way, my arm wasn't being crushed. My foot. I'm fine. That was all just kind
we
of...
We all knew that.
We knew.
Oh. Oh, I thought I was at least, like, you know, pulling it, like, doing a little good.
No,
there.
I mean, it was very funny.
You convinced me,
Chase. It was
funny.
Mm. Yes. We had a good little chuckle once or twice, but...
Okay, I'm not sure it was a comedy of an act, but anyway.
I'm glad you're okay.
This is awkward now. Somebody say something.
You know, it's just, yeah, I don't know that we've had very blatantly so many kind of conflicting ideas, and I just wanted to, you know, put it out in the open and see where we're all at with the decision we made. Mostly I'm looking at Alex.
Oh, hey Gideon. Yes, this is great. I'm here to help you, and I think you're right. We need to prioritize one thing at a time. I hope nothing comes back to bite us in the ass, you know, but if it does,
for sure,
we'll flex our ass muscles and hope that they can't get a good grip.
We'll clench our right ass metaphor? And bite back. Yes.
Gideon did do it recently. You did.
What are you talking about?
Arrow in his butt.
It was in his leg. And are you okay, Gideon?
I'm fine. I did
upper thigh towards the butt. It was like, butt. It was like there, yeah. Right on the borderline of butt.
It was close, and I did clench. I actually think that saying "I'll clench hard" in a response to something's going to bite us in the ass is very funny, and I'm going to keep that.
Yes, that can be a motto of sorts. We'll just clench hard.
Clench hard.
Yes,
and that's Maeve, what we do. I just want to say that it's fine what happened. You shouldn't feel bad about what happened. That's out of your control.
Was it out of your control?
Oh, I guess I assumed.
I mean, that is a... it is a correct assumption, but it does not make it feel any better, so. Mm. Let's, onward, clench.
Okay, onward, clench.
Onward, clench.
Can anybody do anything about all this blood? Can we tidy ourselves up a bit?
Oh, yeah, before we stink also, like old blood, and it's drying in my space buns, which is very
before we just go wandering
freak out.
Is there any water around, Kev?
There definitely isn't. Any water around, it's okay.
All right,
dry,
just come here, everybody. I take out my water skin and a little cloth, and I sort of dab it, and I sort of lick aww. My thumb.
Ow.
Clean everybody up, just a little bit.
Ow.
We're trying to make a good impression.
This is real nice.
Okay. Chisk.
Well,
you sense, you hear this sort of slow sliding movement coming from the bottom of the veil. As everyone is getting cleaned up.
Friends, there is...
You hear this weird, strange sound of something pushing through the dust and dirt.
And sorry, is the veil the same thing as the valley?
Yes.
It is.
Because what we just passed through is the veil of portals. What is this veil?
Sorry, the veil just means it's a valley, certainly.
It's just a fancy word for valley.
Can I see...
Love
hold,
this.
Hold still, Chisk. Hold
I do
still.
Love this.
Stop wiggling away.
Sorry, Alex, I'm trying... There's something back there.
Oh, sure there is. Hold still.
No! Fine. Just...
Fine. Mom.
Right.
We're adventuring right now, Mom.
Thanks,
you look
Alex.
Good. You look good.
Thank you. Good. Okay, now what is it?
It's coming from down in the little dust valley.
But I can't see what it is?
Not from where you are. You'd have to go look over the lip of where you guys are down into the valley to see down.
I want to go over and look over the lip.
I'm going to lean over to Maeve and go, yeah, nobody wanted to clean my arrow wound, and that was kind of the only thing that needed to be cleaned. It's going to go bad.
Like, I can clean it if you want, but, like, it's kind of weird if I touch your butt, because that's, like, foreshadowed right. Your butt. I didn't want to, like, bring it up
100%
and conform it right. As your butt, because that's, like, really embarrassing, but, like, it's
totally,
your butt.
Totally, totally. Right.
Do you want me to touch your butt?
I've just never had gangrene, and I don't really want to start in the desert.
Well, here, how are you feeling in terms of, like, your overall health?
Fine, I think. Actually, I think I'm fine, weirdly enough.
Okay, well, you keep an eye on it, and if it, like, starts to stink, you just let me know. I can throw some sparkles at it.
Got it.
That was the standard that they used back in her home, that if a cut or a bruise or a damage started to stink, then you had to deal with it.
Only when
it's like how
stink.
The Pioneers have their thing about the war. We have our thing about the wound stink. It's very, very, reaches far back in our culture.
Chisk, you see, it looks like a dried oak tree, no leaves. The trunk of the tree looks hollowed out, dried out somehow.
The tree is?
Yes. And as you watch the tree move, you can see that each of its branches, or most of its branches, end in sort of this thin, reedy, flute-type appendage.
What? Does it look like a piney that I would recognize? Is it a piney, first of all?
Holy
no,
shit.
It doesn't have a piney look to it. It definitely looks like a tree. But what is that well-known forest disease that a lot of trees get when they're unwell?
Tree rot? Just.
There's Dutch elm disease.
Whoa.
Pine beetles.
Whoa.
There's also pine beetles.
That's a lot, apparently.
You, as a tree farmer, have experienced it before. What would be that? What's the piney name for that collection of symptoms?
The collection of symptoms, that's, let me just pull up my piney dictionary here. It's called...
So many swears in that dictionary.
And maybe right. It's necrobark?
Necrobark. That's good. That's just a good name, even if it's not a reference to anyone. Let me come up with it.
yeah, you go, and everyone, let's get it clean and action.
I think it's called the necrobark. It says right here in my book that it's called the necrobark.
In your
wow,
book?
What a good name.
I thought you could not read the book.
I came up
it's
with
really,
it.
It's a really good name. It could use one or two more syllables, but I do like necrobark, yeah. Necrobark, something about that.
Well, this necrobarkic tree seems to be moving slowly. Now, this isn't a typical symptom of the necrobark.
But like moving
it definitely
in
looks
like
as though that tree is suffering from something. If a tree could be undead, this tree is undead.
Whoa.
Question though. Has it uprooted and it's walking?
Yes.
What? And that's what necrobark looks like?
You tell me. Chisk,
you tell me.
No.
Whose imagination is this anyways?
Diego's the DM now.
All right, everybody. Rocks fall, everyone does.
It is a condition that some trees suffer from. This tree looks fairly progressive, like it has had the disease for a while. But one of the symptoms is not walking.
One of the symptoms is not walking.
Yes.
Okay.
You've got that specifically written down in your Pictionary.
Right, yeah, I knew that. Is there anything or anyone around the area other than the tree?
I'm here.
Yeah, not us.
Okay, sorry.
I'm also here.
I'm also here.
Checking in. Okay, we're all met now. Anyone else?
what are you looking at?
Just roll me your perception.
Friends, there's a tree with necrobark. Necrobark. Gosh, I forget my own name. Necrobark down there. I'm just curious. One sec. Just checking for stuff. 13.
Through the ruined wall. So this is a sort of like your typical frontier wooden curtain wall outside of town. This one has been heavily destroyed. You know, there are chunks of it still standing, but it is effectively collapsed. Through the ruins of this wall, you can make out a dark figure walking along the base, a humanoid-sized figure on the other side of the wall inside the town proper.
Okay, well, I see someone near the, you know, the wall.
Oh, yes.
But...
Wait. Oh.
Wait. Oh, no.
All right, you tell me, Maeve. Did Maeve step up and...
For sure.
Yes.
Do it. For sure.
I done did it, didn't I?
Okay. All right.
Madeline Hunter Smith is kind of good at kind of rocketing the narrative through pretty much any wall the three of us try to crack. Yeah, I really liked it.
Yes, I'm here to drive the plot forward. As you sing out from the lip, you see two Selang heads pop up over the wall.
It's those fuckers again, guys.
Fucking thing.
Tree, all of its branches rise up in the air, and it starts to make this weird hooting, twisting sound, very similar to what you remember happening during the battle.
Oh, God.
At the seat of Mavros.
But the tree
begins to move up the hill towards you. Let's everybody jump into initiatives, please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Kevin, can you lay the land for us just a little bit? Like, where are we? We're on a cliff or like at the top of a hill?
You're at the top of a hill. You're looking down into this valley. It's
okay.
This small valley that accompanies this town. This cliff itself is just really just the top of a hill. It's very sandy, so you're almost like at the top of a dune. And this thing is moving up the wall of sand, up the hill of sand towards you. And the Selang, who are, I would say, about 150 feet away, begin to fire arrows.
All right.
Oh.
Maeve's back on it, baby. 18.
Maeve is 18. Chisk.
9. No, sorry, 8.
8.
No, sorry, worse.
8. Me? You know that's going to be 25.
Ooh.
Hey.
Chisk's roll is my bonus.
Fuck me.
I got a 21.
Also, not shabby. Gideon, you are first up.
And sorry, I'm so sorry. Remind me how close the tree is.
The tree is about 50 feet away and moving towards you.
Sweet. So I'm going to turn to Chisk and go, is there anything we should try to do to save this tree, or is it kind of a lost cause?
I think it's a lost cause, wouldn't you say, DM?
Yes. This advanced case of necrobark is... The only thing you can do is burn it so it doesn't move to other trees.
Zombie tree.
Well, that I can do. I'm going to run 30 feet towards that tree, and I'm going to toss my final firebomb at it.
Sick. All right,
so you're going to sort of run down sort of the sandy dune towards it?
Yes.
Okay.
18.
All right, the firebomb slams up against the trunk of the tree.
Big money. Holy shit. Really shitty rolls. 17 damage.
That's still not bad.
It's not bad, and I'm hoping it's doubled because it's a big tree.
It isn't doubled, but you can roll half damage for the next 5 rounds as it burns out against the tree itself.
Ooh, I like that. All right. Ooh. I love it. And then I will do a bonus action dash and just kind of move back to the group. Just kind of go, okay, what so now?
Run back up the hill.
Yeah, I run, throw a bomb, and run back up.
Okay. All right. From around the southern end of the town comes another one of these trees, much smaller.
Oh, fuck.
And is moving slowly towards you. It's going to take 3 rounds for that one to get into range, but you can see it moving. It is much smaller than the one you are currently facing. Ilex.
So far it is then, yes? I'm going to sort of trot up 15 feet or so to get within 30 feet of this thing. And
yes, that's close enough.
Bring my hands together and produce flame and chuck it at the tree. A 21 to hit.
A 21 hits it, absolutely.
Also, shitty damage. 3 points of fire damage.
Yeah.
And you do 2d8.
2d8, right? Yes, correct. Oh, and I rolled
okay,
three.
Sorry.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
We're going to rub it in, Kevin.
Way to belabor it, Cork.
Did nope. I stutter?
All right. The tree creature moves forward.
I'm going to move back to the group like Gideon did.
It works. It works.
Yeah, okay.
Which tree creature are we talking about?
The big one.
Do you want me to roll half damage on its turn or my turn?
We'll do it at your turn. It's sort of the top of the round idea.
Okay.
It moves up. It can't reach you, but I need everybody to give me a saving throw because
oh my God, not
there
again.
Is a loud, rocking cacophony of sound. DC 13, but it can be an intelligence, wisdom, or charisma saving throw.
Whoa.
Dealer's okay. choice. Oh, fuck.
That's a natural 20.
Oh, 17. That's a natural one.
Oh.
14.
Jess, what did you get?
17.
All right. Ilex, you are at a -2 to hit. Because you are being distracted by this constant cacophony of sound.
Yeah, we love it.
However, you can make your same saving throw at the start of your next round.
Okay.
There is a twang of a bow as one of the Salangs shoots at you, Ilex, and gets a 23. My goodness, this Salang is giving you a solid hit.
Oh, so they're good archers.
Yeah.
Right.
If we move good. 10 feet, we're out of short range of both short bows and long bows.
I'll let you guys know if you're thinking about that. If you move like 20 feet back, you would be out of sight of them because you would be past the lip, you know, away from the lip of the canyon.
Oh, interesting.
But as it stands, the first shot does 5 points of damage, and the second shot goes wide. Chisk.
I'm going to... Do I see Ilex a little fuzzy?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you could see her sort of hunching down with all the sound.
Right. Oh, God, Ilex, you have to be really aware. Brain on point. I touch her and I cast resistance. On her.
Oh, nice.
I can't do anything else. I'm just going to take a few steps back and just take cover from these bastards.
And off what does in the distance, do?
It gives you a d4 to any saving throw.
Thank you, friend.
Maeve.
Okay.
Nope.
Maeve is pissed. She's excited. She's done nothing in terms of combat for way too long. I'm going to approach the lip of the cliff, I guess. Or the hill that we're on, whatever it is. And then how far, just remind me, is the tree? The big tree?
The big tree is just about at the top. It could move 40 feet, so it is 10 feet away from you. So you would be in range of it to be grabbed if you were.
Oh, okay. So theoretically, could I just stay where I was?
Yes,
I don't have to move. Okay, great. I cast Sacred Flame.
Yeah.
Fuck. Please.
Please.
Oh, yeah. That is 24 to hit.
Sacred Flame is a dex save, isn't it?
That was a very sort of...
Tribal Sacred yell. Sacred Flame is a dex save. You're totally right. I'm not paying attention.
Yep. But keep that 24 on deck.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to catalog that one real quick.
Let's get that clean.
It gets a 12, which I think is a fail, right?
It is a fail.
Let's go.
Die.
Big dumb three.
Nitwit.
You freaking ape.
Oh my gosh, I have too many dice, you guys. Okay.
Impossible.
Roll them all.
This is the first time in like three episodes that Maeve has gotten to roll anything except saving throws.
I'm so excited to not roll a saving throw. Burn, bitch. Okay, that is 15 damage. Radiant.
All right. So this spark of bright unicorn energy breaks off a chunk of this tree creature.
Ooh.
Maeve, like... produces sunglasses and just puts them on because it's so bright. Produce sunglasses is a spell that nobody really knows about, but it's really handy.
Great spell.
It's like a very common Dampier thing, right?
Because the sun, it's too sensitive, so produce sunglasses. Wow. It's very a cantrip. Inventive.
Produce sunglasses.
Holding on to her bottom spot is another Selang.
Oh my god. I've never been able to actually use this. I'm so sorry. I get to
How can I deny that excitement?
I have the Radiant Soul feature, so I get to add my charisma modifier to Radiant attacks.
Yes.
So that's another 4 damage, please.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go.
Been able to actually use this shit.
So as she slides down her sunglasses, there is another tiny ping as another chunk of this tree blows off. But she is jolted a little bit into her future so bright as an arrow sprouts from her chest.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Seven points of damage from the next Selang firing on you, Maeve. Gideon, we are back up at the top of the round.
Okay, hold on here for a second.
35, half to 17 for the big tree.
That's fine.
And I'm going to take out both my swords and say, you guys get the big one. And I'm going to run straight at the small tree.
Whoa. All right. Here, take this.
Take what? The bomb. Oh, thanks.
You throw the bomb at Gideon.
All right.
Hot.
I will do a dexterity check for Chisk.
No.
A sleight of hand for Gideon.
Fuck, are you serious?
Oh my god. You blow up
That's interesting.
Our friend, Chisk.
No. That's fine.
I rolled an 18 plus something.
Okay.
And I rolled a 19.
Nice.
All right.
We're fine.
Oh, so
everyone get off my ass, actually.
Just throws it behind his back, punches it in the air, and Gideon catches it, loops it in his hat, and puts it in his hand and runs down the hill.
Yes, how far is the tiny tree now?
The tiny tree is 40 feet closer, so it is about 210 feet away.
Whoa.
Okay.
Gideon then, just takes off.
Yeah. Then, later. Yeah, that didn't sound like 3 rounds to me. Okay, then I won't. I'll run into the big tree. Way too far. I can't do anything 210 feet away.
It's coming around from the southern tip of the wall, which is 250 feet away.
So I'm going to run to the... Is the big tree still 10 feet away from Maeve?
Yes. At this moment, it is.
So I'm going to run. Okay, you guys take the big one. I'll do a backflip. I'll grab the bomb. I'll look at the short tree and go... Oh, I'm going to pocket the bomb, take out my swords, and run at the big tree. All right. And I'll just take 2 swipes at it. First one is a 23, second one is a 15.
The first attack slices into it. Your second sword bounces off the tough bark of this tree
the
creature.
The necro bark.
Damn it!
Necro bark.
The necro bark bounces off the necro bark.
That is 30 piercing damage.
Holy fucking shit. This is like, what are we doing? This is kitty playtime.
Kitty playtime.
The piercing doesn't seem to be as effective as you would hope.
Oh.
All right.
Gideon's pride is wounded.
It gets...
I don't tell anybody.
You can see his face is just
I turn around and go... Oh, it did so good damage-wise.
I'm really strong.
I'm strong and cool.
Ilex.
All right. I see Gideon doing excellent damage on the tree.
Yes! And, I'm killing it.
I'm going to attempt to clear my head and roll a saving throw. Yes, I can do that first.
You can, indeed.
And with a d4. For this d4. Wisdom save. 25.
Nice.
All right. You are able to focus through the clang and din of the weird, hooting, rustling, reedy sounds coming off of this tree.
I sort of shake my head and let my eyes focus and see that Maeve got shot with an arrow and I got shot with an arrow, and I say, absolutely not. And I'm going to draw and hit at, try and hit the Selang.
Yes.
Up on the wall.
Alex, welcome back. Wow, it's so good of you to just completely fuck off for a round of combat.
Babe, I don't know who else would do that.
I'm like, Babe,
we forgive you.
Only a real wiener would do that.
Oh my god.
What's happening right now?
What's... It's fine. It's okay.
You're right. Only a wiener. I'm a wiener.
Yeah, you're a big wiener.
I'm not. I hit this tree good and strong.
He did. I'm like trying to console both of these people at the same time as just sort of drawing my bow.
Still trying to clean Chisk.
Yeah. To hold still, I said.
I need to duck.
Does a 16 hit one of the Selang on the wall?
It would normally, but it thunks into the wall itself as these things are ducked down behind it.
Three-quarters cover, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They are hittable. I'm not doing something dumb.
Dang.
No, they are definitely hittable. Just got to try to get the tops of their heads or between. I was going to say between the sheets. Between the...
Hit him between the sheets.
I think it's called a crenellation.
I think
it is called a crenellation.
Damn.
I got that from my Pictionary. Okay. Second attack.
Ooh, nice reincorporation.
I got it from my Pictionary.
That is an 11 on the dice, plus 10. 21 to hit.
Oof. That does hit.
Right between the crenellations. We are doing... we're not great at damage today, right? That's fine. Is 17 points of piercing and psychic damage.
All right, so there are two Selangs up there. Just tell me the different colored eyes of each Selang.
Yes, I clear my head and can see right down to their irises at 150 feet away. I can tell that one has beautiful teal eyes. They're actually quite lovely. And the other one has sort of dark amber eyes.
Ooh, mysterious. All right.
He's so too gorgeous to kill.
Teal or amber who you're hitting?
I'm hitting amber.
All right. No!
Not amber.
Damn it!
No, it's because the teal eyes are so beautiful, I missed. I was taken back.
All right. And I'm sorry, I can't kill them. Was it 17? What did you say the damage
17,
was?
Yeah.
It's like the sky.
That takes out one of her amber eyes.
Oof!
Oh my god!
Jesus!
Sorry?
We'll call her Amber Eye now.
Amber Eye.
That's the sound of Kevin actually typing Amber Eye into the Fantasy Grounds.
A-M-B-E-R.
All right, Maeve, you are 17. You have a 17 initiative, babe. You get to go now.
Thank you. Thank you, generous DM, for honoring the roll that I rolled.
And piercing does good damage on this tree.
And it's really effective. It's like the Pokemon thing. I'm going to Eldritch Blast.
So you see this slow arc of light come out of your fingertips. Boo.
It's like a reactor booting up. I don't know if a reactor boots up. I don't know anything about nuclear power. Let's roll. Okay.
Let's roll. Autobots.
That is a 25 to hit.
That does hit the nuclear reactor Autobot.
Oh my god, it feels good to play this game again. Okay. Let's go, bro. First one is an 8 damage.
All right.
Nice. Second beam gets a 22 to hit.
That is also a hit.
Nice.
Second beam is another 8 damage. And also it's agonizing. So add another 8 damage to all of that. So
24.
I cannot do math. 24.
You notice how I stayed silent? It's because I can't either.
All right. The great undead tree creature reaches down and branches grab at both Maeve and Gideon.
Oh, don't touch me. I'm so full of blood. I'm going to be like a fruit gusher, man.
We're all full of blood in a sense.
It is a 24 and a 26 as it snatches the two of you up.
Can I, do anything to maybe not be snatched up?
Yeah, snatches us up. Holy crap.
All right, you are pulled into the air.
Holy moly.
Oh, God.
And Gideon, you take 11 points of damage. And Maeve, you take 13 points of damage.
I'm gonna uncanny dodge that 11.
Is it just like, is it just crunching, crunching damage? Is it magical in any way?
It is not magical.
Fuck! Okay.
But it has you, you are both grappled now.
Shit.
Jeez.
Yes. All right. You have all saved against the hooting and cacophony, but that is fine.
That's fine.
That's cool.
Teal Eyes shoots off two more snapshots, and they both miss you, Gideon, but you can hear them now starting to shout at the gate.
Bring it on! I'm feeling good!
Yeah. And he's good at piercing damage.
And I heard it's really good.
I am gonna just peek over the hill to see if, like, any arrows are coming. And then I'm just gonna run down a little bit of a ways and...
Just Chisk running at the gates.
No. I'm gonna stay in the middle of the hill and just stretch out my hands and be like, my friends cannot die here. We've made it too far for this. I'm gonna cast Mass Healing Word at 4th level.
Oh. Whoa. Oh, shit.
I mean, it's really not that much, but everyone within a 60-foot range... Up to 6 creatures regain 2d4 plus spellcasting mode. Oh no, I lost a d4.
Don't step on that.
Healing.
Just visually to orient yourself, you don't have to run down the hill to do that.
To be in the center of everybody? To be within 60 feet
everybody's
of everybody?
Everybody's up basically at the top of the hill right now.
Oh great, so then it's fine. So then I'll just stay on top of the hill. And what do I heal? That's 2d4 plus my spellcasting, which is 4. So that's 7 points of healing for everybody, including myself.
I'll take it.
It's not great. But then with that same energy, I will spin around and like grab within myself this like shock of sacred flame at the tree. And it needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
It got a 17.
Fuck.
Doesn't it have disadvantage because it's like holding two wriggling things? Don't you?
Yeah. What about the, about the
we're
wriggling
not
there things?
Willingly.
Yeah, they're wriggling.
I'm wriggling.
Wriggling.
Ah. You know what? Ah. Actually, Kevin, can I use my inspiration to give a disadvantage?
Whoa! Sure. Whoa! Yes.
That's fair.
Oh, now that's fair.
That's a 7.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's go. That's what I like to see, baby.
Eat it.
So that is 9 points of radiant damage.
Hell yeah.
And I add +4 to damage you deal with any cleric cantrip. So that's 13 because of my potent spellcasting.
Ooh.
Potent.
13 points of radiant damage.
This tree creature is looking very ragged.
Good.
The amber-eyed Selang snaps off some
one
shots.
One amber-eyed.
Shisk this time. One is a 22. The other one is a 13.
The first one is 22?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, that one hits. The second one doesn't.
All right. 4 points of damage as you are skewered with this arrow.
It sounds like wood.
Thunk. And we are back up at the top of the round.
All right.
Burn, baby, burn.
That is 38, half to 19 damage to my boy.
Half?
For the fire.
Okay.
Oh, right.
So the interior of this tree is on fire and clunks and cricks and cracks and it falls burning.
Broken
in half. And the branches slowly drag down your squirming bodies and you two are free.
Dang it! How far is the tiny tree now?
The tiny tree now is 130 feet away.
We'll just wait for him to get here.
God, yeah, we'll just hang out.
In the meantime, should we camp and sleep?
We should make some dinner, guys.
I guess sure what is. Okay, you know what? I'll just kind of nuzzle behind the corpse of this new big tree. I guess I'll prep a reaction for when the tiny tree... is within 60 feet.
It's like, because
what the hell else?
Careful, right, Gideon, so that corpse is kind of hot. Don't touch that.
I know, it tried to grab me, but I heard it too good. Anyway, I'll also
are you hiding? Oh, actually hiding? Okay,
yeah.
Roll me your stealth.
Gideon, careful. Necrobark is very contagious.
To humans or humanoids?
Oh, I don't know, actually. That's a great question.
Okay.
But also, you're not a human.
Yeah, good thing there's no humans shit. Here.
I said humanoid after. 17 for myself.
I'm not human.
17.
It's true.
You hear very quietly on the wind, he will get mine.
Oh, no.
What?
Although that doesn't mean anything Leland. To me. I've never heard Leland's voice.
Right.
So,
all
right,
sorry, what was your
I guess
your
I
stealth?
Shit myself? 17. But also, yeah, I'm hoping to get a little bit of cover behind the tree.
All right. So you can have half cover behind the tree, for sure.
I love it.
And yeah, I'll prep a reaction for when the small tree, if it gets within 60 feet of us, just to toss a dagger at it.
Right. You see there are now three Selang coming out of the gate heading up the hill towards you.
How far
God
are they?
Damn it. They are 50 feet away.
Oh.
50 feet.
Ilex.
All right. I'm going to try and take out the archers again on the wall. So this one for Amber Eyes to knock her out. That is a 21 to hit.
That Ooh. Is a hit.
Holla at me one time.
Holla at me one time. 16 points of piercing damage to Amber Eye.
Woof.
Okay.
I want to hit them right in the mouth so they stop shouting for people.
Oh, God.
Oh, my word.
All right.
Hit them right in the mouth.
Still alive.
Amber Eyes, she is still alive. Amber
Holy
Eye.
Crap. Dang, they're alive. Strong.
All right, another hit.
Amber Eyes is still alive.
That's a 19 to hit.
A 19 will hit Amber oh, Eye, good. Just barely.
Oof. All right. 12 points of psychic and piercing damage.
She is still moving, but she what has ducked down behind the wall.
I turn to my friends and I'm like, should we just try and run down there and hide from these people? It seems like they're kind of relentless. We're in a bad position up here.
Yeah. We gotta clear them out. That's the point, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have to deal with them eventually.
I can make us stealthy, is all I'm saying.
Oh, interesting. As you're saying.
Deal with them now, and we'll reassess.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to back... No, I'm not. I'm going to stay up as a target and try and draw some fire.
All right. One of the Selangs... What color eyes does this Selang have, Ilex?
Oh, one of the soldiers coming out the door?
Yes.
It's sort of like a chartreuse green. Yellowy
All right.
green.
All right. Oh, yes. So green eyes is...
Chartreuse, please.
We're gonna go with green. But you can think
then why
when
ask?
I say green...
Then do your own colors.
All right, fine. Let's stop the podcast while I type out...
Type where you remember how to spell chartreuse.
Chartreuse. It's moved up now. It is about 20 feet away from you, and it begins to cast. So, for you, Ilex, and you, Gideon, I need wisdom saving throws, please, of 14 or better.
Does it need to see me?
Yes, it does. And yes, it does.
Copy Ooh. That. Yikes. Not good. Yep, 3 for Gideon.
Oh, no.
22. So,
You are able to withstand this fear spell, Ilex. But Gideon, this is the worst thing you've ever seen. While frightened by this spell, a creature must take the dash action and move away from you by the safest route available on each of its turns.
Okay.
It will last for 10 turns. You get a saving throw each time.
Love it. At the end of my turn, I get to save?
Yes. Maeve, you see this thing... casting the spell at these two, and a cone of something rolls over them, and you hear the sounds of frightened bear.
What does that sound
it's
like?
It's just magic. It's just magic.
Oh, no. That's devastating God. To hear.
Yeah, that's a different sound than I've ever made.
Go save him. Go help him. Chartreuse and teal. I could hit them both with a beam, with an eldritch beam.
Oh, well, sure. Then yes, you can hit them.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure they were not super far away, like the tree we've been waiting on for 100 years. Okay. First beam.
The tree is still coming.
That is a 21 to hit. Yeah, I'm going to go for teal first.
All right.
Okay. And sorry, that hit?
It did, yes.
Yeah, okay, amazing. Thank you. You're the best. That is 11 force damage. And then the other one is a 26 to hit on chartreuse.
Chartreuse is hit by your beam.
Yes. Ooh. Don't fuck with my friends.
That's right.
That is 12 force damage.
Oh, okay. Gideon, you can roll his constitution. Oh, hold on. Let me just double check to see.
I did double check. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Fear is concentration. What does this asshole add?
He adds a 2 to it.
That is only a 6.
Oh, so the fear drops away.
Gideon, get your shit together.
He is jolted.
Gideon was scared but didn't get to move yet, so he's going, I wasn't scared. No one saw him behind this tree.
I'm brave and strong, and I killed that tree.
Nobody heard me go.
We heard that noise.
That was crazy. There must be another monster behind us.
The next Salang in the group, Maeve. And this one you notice is, her eyes are what color?
They are sparkly fucking blue. And that makes me so mad. There can only be one, and it's already me.
Just make sure to type in sparkly fucking blue in the fantasy grounds, please.
I skipped the G on fucking. I hope that's okay.
They call her
that's
SFB.
The end of the podcast.
All right. And that's so all we have time for today.
She leans over to you, Maeve, and she says in this most reasonable voice, it would be so wonderful if you just ran away. I need a saving throw, please.
No. Creepy. Don't get so close to my friend.
Sorry, what's the save?
The save
wisdom?
Is a 14 wisdom.
Well, I got a 15. I look her in her sparkly fucking blue eyes, and I say, this is my turf now, bitch. And I spit.
Yeah!
She kisses at you. She is so annoyed with you.
Good, I'm annoyed with her.
She gives it kind of a frowny sigh face.
I bet you think you're so cool.
Sigh face?
All right.
I bet you don't even play bass.
Ha! Oh. You idiot!
Okay. From the gate, Keel arcs another arrow.
Oh, God.
Arcing at. He is just going to keep skewering. He's skewering you, Gideon, and you, Ilex.
Gideon is hidden.
Gideon isn't hidden, I'm
Gideon
afraid.
Gideon is hidden.
I didn't get to move yet, quite frankly.
I know, but you rolled a 17 for your stealth.
Correct. Okay.
That first one hits. And
what did it roll?
Well, it rolled an 18.
With my +2 cover, that's a 19, homeboy. No assumptions. Oh, thank you very much. You always say the numbers, dog. Never come at me.
Let's go.
All right. The second number is 10.
Ha!
So the two arrows thunking into the wooden... tree corpse, also known as wood. Jisk!
Yo!
So there are three Salang here, one shooting arrows, and a slow-moving tree coming up the hill towards you.
This
can
fucking
I
tree!
Ask, is the tree, are the trees undead? Are they considered undead, or are they alive?
No, they just are very sick-looking. Yeah.
Necrotic. Necrobark.
Just
okay.
The closest
like
thing.
Crap.
Super.
If a tree could be undead, this would be it. Actually, yeah. Some pineys can, but we don't have to get into that.
Oh, we'll be getting into that.
We will be getting into that.
So, I see, what is it? Stupid fucking blue? No.
Oh, sparkly fucking blue.
Stupid fucking bird. And one as yet unnamed.
I'm gonna get up and look at sparkling fucking blue and say, listen, I was once alone in the forest, and this is exactly how you are right now. Yeah. Every single one of your friends has abandoned you. Look around. You're alone. And I'm gonna cast Alone, which is a deep magic spell.
Oh, God, I love when Diego pulls out the Cobalt Press spells.
And it has to succeed on a wisdom saving throw, please.
The spell's called Alone? Jesus.
A 1.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that was sparkling.
This is the scariest shit I've ever heard.
Go to the void.
The spell Alone is terrifying.
So now, It treats its allies as if they were invisible and silenced, so they are not there.
Oh my god.
None of its allies are there. The affected creature cannot target, perceive, or otherwise interact with its allies for the duration of the spell. If one of its allies hits it with a melee attack, the affected creature can make a wisdom saving throw, but only if an ally hits it. So it's alone for a minute.
Can it see you guys?
It can see us. Yeah, so we are currently surrounding it, basically, in its vast, alone desert.
I see.
This is psychological warfare.
Cobalt Press, what the hell?
I know, that's cool. Terrifying.
Who made this spell? Wolfgang, let's have a chat, so dark. Man.
Right, and what tactical advantage are you shooting for, Chisk?
Well, it's up to you. I said you're alone. There's no one here. We have you here alone. And then basically, it's on the spell. It just says it can't interact with its allies for the duration of the spell. It's up to you what psychological thing has an effect on the creature. Okay.
So here's what we'll do. She will panic if she can't make a... What's your DC?
16.
16. Ooh. All right. So she panics and she will turn around and run away for a round.
That's right.
You hear her make this sound.
I knew it. That wasn't me. Had to be someone else.
Right. Yeah.
Does Maeve get an opportunity attack on that bad boy?
Yes, but it'll happen at the top of her round. So this. Last Silang. And Chisk, what colored eyes are this Silang's?
It's like black and red together in one. Yeah. Like kind of like a
ooh, very cool.
Like
so we're gonna establish that Silang's have very interesting eyes.
Beautiful apparently.
Eyes. Like almost like a checkerboard, maybe.
Yeah.
Amazing. Ooh, amazing.
Like fully eyes. Perfectly squared.
Ew. That's terrifying.
I love that. It's really creepy.
So this Silang, check. Begins to play this sleepy tune on his panpipes, but you shake off the attempted sleep spell. It is a waste of time.
That's not a base. Try again.
That could be really nice to go to have a little nap right now. Not like currently, because we're...
Eyes on the prize.
Focus up, buddy.
That's right. Actually, I should give just like resist or vulnerability to nap to
sleep. Yeah. Oh my God, wants it so bad.
He's got a good idea.
I don't think so.
All right, Gideon, what has happened to you? You've had a jolt, a scare, but you are over it now.
I'm over it now. It's almost like it never happened. Is this damn tree away from us? I'm going to pee.
The tree was 130. It is now 50.
Oh my God, finally.
I'm going to run at the tree.
To reach the tree, you will have to go around the Silang.
That sounds fine. I have 30 and then a bonus action dash, so I can do an extra 10 feet and go around them.
Okay. Fair enough.
So then I'll just take my one attack, and I'll switch my swords in my hand and go with the scimitar. That's only a 13.
This one, it does hit.
Yes.
Booyah.
Sick.
Okay. Oh, God. The worst rolls of my entire life. Jesus, Murphy. That's only...
Don't you worry, I got you.
15 slashing damage.
This tree shuddered. It's only about 12 feet tall, this tree. It shudders, and it focuses all of its hooting and reedy sounds on you. And there's this wave of sound that rolls out from it as you hit it. Ah. And I need a constitution saving throw of 13 or better, please.
Come on, get in.
10.
So you are slammed with this wave of sound.
It's all right.
You take 9 points of damage and you are stunned.
I will at least uncanny dodge that 9.
Tell me how uncanny dodge works. Remind me.
Quintus doesn't have to take damage when he doesn't want to.
I don't want to tonight.
Surprisingly how it sounds, yeah.
As a reaction, you just decide not to.
Well, as reaction, awesome. Griffin can say no. When an attacker that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use a reaction to have the damage against you.
All right, Ilex.
Ilex, you focus on the Selang. I will help Gideon.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I was just going to ask. Teal Eyes, you're mine. I'm going to take a shot at Teal Eyes, who's still up on the wall, yes?
Teal Eyes is still up on the wall, but Amber Eye is now at the base, looking out the door at you, and still looking really beat up. So they've come down, is what's happened.
I clock Amber, and I'm going to take a shot at that one. Shitty roll, but they don't have cover down there, do they? So maybe this will hit. 15?
15 does just hit Amber Eyes.
That's not bad. 15 plus 5, 20 points of piercing and psychic damage to Amber Eye.
Oh, tell me how you drop Amber Eye to the ground.
Oh, you know this arrow goes right through that juicy little amber sack in her skull.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my God.
Emma Brager, as I live and breathe.
There is this a quiet pop.
Just a little pop noise, yeah.
Fuck my whole life.
And a little trickle of clear liquid.
Oh, no.
This Yuck. Sucks ass.
Sucks eyes, really.
No, no.
Emma Unleashed, we'll call it.
Great. And I then turn my bow up to Teal. 27 to hit.
It's definitely a hit.
That's another 20 points of piercing and psychic
damage.
Oh,
whoa.
Baby.
Die. Hey, die.
Chartreuse is... No, Sparkling is running. Chartreuse is fine.
Chartreuse is fine. Yeah.
Chartreuse fine. Is fine. And Chartreuse is going to lean over to you, Chisk.
I moved back behind the hill.
You hear... Well, you know what? You still hear it.
Okay.
Because Chartreuse is going to yell up the hill. You should just be a farmer and head home.
What the...
Wow.
What?
This is some you don't playground know me. Level
What are
bullying.
You talking about?
You don't know me.
He would love that, actually.
You should be a farmer and head home?
Yeah, I wish, Burn, but I dog. Got bigger fish to fry.
Are farmers known for heading home?
Just guys need to roll me a saving throw. It is a wisdom 14 saving throw.
That's a 9.
Oh, come on.
All right. So you begin to pack up your stuff and realize that you do want to become a farmer.
Oh, shit. Maybe. Okay.
What spell is this, Kevin?
Actually sounds good.
Suggestion. Yeah, what is that spell? Suggestion.
Suggestion.
Friends, I have to go.
What? Where are you going?
To be a farmer.
Oh. Now? So follow
you
your
open your case and you start putting all your weapons in your case and got your little all your different little spell components and you're packing everything up and you start to think about what seeds are best for this time of year.
Chisk's version of Gideon's scream is
Oh, that's terrifying. I don't like that one very much.
Go ahead, Maeve. It is your turn.
Oh my god. Okay, kiss partners. Let's wrap this shit up, please. How far away is the tree?
The tree is now, what did I say? 50 feet away.
Great. I'm going to move 20 feet towards the tree. Slowly, deliberately. Walking.
All right,
very...
but you'll be moving closer to the Selang, just so you know.
Great. I don't care. Okay. I am going to open the palm of my hand, and in the palm of my fingerless, gloved hand, this, like, evil ichor goo manifests, and I cast Blight on the tree.
Yes!
And Blight? Because it's a tree, it makes it save with disadvantage.
Yes!
It is con save.
I'm glad I'm not seeing this.
Chisk, I would never do this to you.
And which type of saving throw is it?
Con, please.
Constitution saving throw. All right, it gets an 11 with disadvantage.
It fails.
Yeah.
And because it is a tree, it takes maximum damage.
Hey, 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 hey.
8d8 damage.
Oh, oh my god.
So I'm just really quickly going to do a little mathematics. does anybody have...
I think it, that it's 64.
It is 64 damage. And it also... 8d8 necrotic damage. Oh, yes! I'm also gonna, as I'm casting this blight on this tree, I look back at Ilex, and with my other fingerless gloved hand, I flick some sparkles her way, and I heal you.
Ooh.
For 10.
And you can do that, obviously, as a bonus action.
It is a bonus action, my healing light.
Incredible. That's sick. Thank you.
Is the tree still alive? Because that was my last spell slot, and that was the coolest thing I could possibly do. So please tell me it paid off.
No, it is not still alive. It begins to slowly break
down. I was like, are you kidding me?
I mean, I have 64 hit points.
Yeah,
this thing is stronger than that. And it slowly dissolves into just sawdust and regret.
And it like burbles with the goo.
Yeah, all right.
Maeve, you have a fascinating balance within you. Darkness on one side, sparkles on the other.
Incredible. I don't really understand it, and right now I don't care to. I just want to wrap up this fucking fight. We're always fighting, God.
Sparkly blue Selang turns to run. Teal, the original Teal, pops up to pop off two more arrows at you.
Oh my God.
First one is a 19, Maeve. Is that a hit?
What? Yeah.
Second one is a 6. I assume that is a miss.
That is a miss.
So you take 3 points of damage from another arrow skewering you.
Great.
Chisk. Oh, Chisk. You are packing up your troubles in your old kit bag and walking slowly off in some direction.
I'm not sure. I'm going to explain this to my family. What's going to happen when I get there? What is it going to be like? Here we go.
Yeah. Show me the way to go home.
Leisurely walk, whistling country roads.
Do I get anything? Can I do things or no?
You can think about the tools you're going to have. You can think about what's the best kind of tree for this season's.
Right.
But no, this is something that's become the most important thing in your life. Actually, what you could also think about is when you're going to have your nap today. Because as a farmer, you can choose when you nap.
Yeah, that's true. That's going to be nice.
No, that's true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel like farmers are pretty driven by
schedules. By naps. All right.
Kevin, can I ask, where's the portal? Like, what happened when we came through?
I wanted to ask that, too.
Behind us.
It winked out of existence.
Oh, what so I can't fuck? Even I can't so even we're just speed run it back now. Home.
You're just walking.
Do I know what direction home is?
Well, roll me a nature check.
That is a 15.
A 15. You know it's sort of off to your left.
Okay, great. Bye, friends. Right. It's been a blast.
It's over yonder.
Checkered Eyes looks over at you, Ilex, and suggests...
Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
Checkered isn't even a color.
Isn't Checkered the one who suggested to Chisk? Won't they lose their concentration?
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Bragger.
You have something to say?
Huh? Yeah, do it. Try it. Try it.
Yeah, say it. Say it, coward.
He's thinking about it.
You should say it.
Yeah, say it.
Let's
say it.
Actually, you know what?
Just say what happens.
He may not. I'm going to give him an intelligence. Oh, fuck me. He does decide He does decide to cast another suggestion spell, which winks Chisk out of this suggestion spell.
Wait,
and
what the hell am I doing? No, sorry,
Chisk.
Friends.
You were talking about being a farmer, and then you packed up all your shit and started walking.
You throw the hoe to the ground, and you go running back into combat.
It was a trick. It was a trick.
I told you, you're not a very good actor when it comes to this stuff. Like, I don't know what that scene was about.
But it's okay. I'm coming back.
Ilex, I do need the same saving throw.
Wisdom save?
Yes, please. 14 or better.
I got a 10. I'm using my inspiration, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, Ilex.
15.
Ooh.
So you had this faint urge to go harvest rainbows in the forest. But
what?
Instead, you realize that makes no sense whatsoever.
That sounds whimsical as hell, but no, not.
Sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
Tried to transfer the same dream to a different person.
Gideon.
I'm stunned, unless that stun condition is gone because the tree died, but I don't know.
You are still stunned, but you can have a saving throw, please.
Oh, what kind?
This one is...
I need a specific kind of saving throw.
Constitution saving throw of 14 or better.
Phew. I got 16.
So you come to, Gideon, just as the ground beneath your feet begins to boil and rumble with this
deep,
strange, ululating... Ululating?
Ululating. Oh my god.
We can kind of Porky Pig this and find a different word. Griffin trying to cut out all the stuttering.
There is this weird sort of rolling sound coming from beneath the ground as suddenly, right over your head, there bursts this strange, hulking, bear-skinned, dog-like creature with the tentacles on the front of its face. And it is making this weird howling sound.
Cthulhu?
And sitting atop this creature is a young goblin woman, practically a girl. She's got these sort of green swirls on her cheeks. And she lets loose this weird battle cry and launches herself at the Salang as half a dozen more of these naked mole gigantic creatures, all being ridden by goblins or young elves or halflings, come rolling out of the ground beneath your feet.
I think we found Suskin's kin.
Jeez.
Yay, 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 yay. Why? Thank you very much to Kobold Press for all the lovely Midgard material. To the boy King of Idaho, a.k.a. Maps and Melodies, for the sweet jams you've heard in this episode. To Morgan Armter for all the graphic design work done for the Die As Cast. I want to hear from some people. Diego.
Hey, you can follow me on all social media at Diego Streddle. Yeah, follow me. Go check me out on Twitch, mainly because I have fun there playing video games. That's fun.
Emma.
Hey, I'm on Instagram at CinderemmaB.
Maddie.
Period.
I am also on Instagram, believe it or not, at Madeline Hunter Smith.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Emma and I actually share an account. We share like a weird joint custody thing.
Maddie hacked the account. So
Maeve hacked the account.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Madeline H. Smith if you want.
Kevin.
Find us at dieascast.com on the web or The Die As Cast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah.
You can follow me on all platforms at Griffin Corp. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@diascast.com. If you want your name in the show, like John Swallow, like Nectrobardic, what you can do is you can leave a review. Doesn't even have to be freaking 5 stars. Just a review. You got to write something so we can see your name and we'll put you in the show. We're catching up on our list, baby. If you did it, we're on the way. It's happening. If you have a Crunchyroll account, you can look up Card Fight Vanguard, Exver Dress, Zover Dress. I don't know how to pronounce it, but you can hear me as Tezo Kurikai.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.